You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
My name is Christine Jordan and I'm the MP for Edinburgh West and I'm a Liberal Democrat. I came here today because I feel very strongly about supporting the RNIB. My grandmother went blind when I was a child and I know the issues that she had to face. And I think as we move forward, we should be doing everything we can to make sure that technological advances that we make in other areas are used to benefit people who have sight impairments.
So the theme of today's event is vision rehabilitation. What have you learned about vision rehabilitation when you attended today's event?
Oh, I've learned that it's come a long way and it's some of the things now which are available for people are great, but I've also learned that local councils are struggling to be able to fund services properly. So that's a huge concern. But I think that, you know, some of the things I looked actually when I was trying them out and I thought about what a difference they would have made to my grandmother. She had to improvise a lot of the things which there is now equipment for, like knowing when a cup is full when you're filling it with hot water. So many important advances, and yet cutbacks to local council services are making it difficult to provide them for people who are visually impaired, and that's not good enough. We need to be working on that.
When it comes to your own work as an MP, you know, based on the takeaways you've gained today, how will you implement what you've learnt into your work in your constituency?
Well, what I'll be doing is I'll be going to visit the RNIB locally. I've discovered that there are around 4,000 people in my constituency with a visual impairment of some sort. I'll be going to visit them. I'll be going to see which of the areas that they think I can be most useful in, and trying to first of all raise awareness, but also encourage support from the local authority.
And finally, is there something you've learned that you found quite fascinating or interesting that you maybe didn't know before about either sight loss or vision rehabilitation?
Well, the thing which has worried me is the lack of funding. That has worried me, and I'm hoping now to find out more, and I'm hoping I might find out some positive things before I head to the next meeting. But the lack of funding, I think, is a serious issue that has to be addressed.
I'm Cameron Thomas and I'm the Member of Parliament for Tewkesbury. I'm a Liberal Democrat.
Cameron, what made you come to the event today?
One of my constituents reached out to ask me if I would come along. That constituent isn't the first person that's asked me if I can familiarise myself with the way that other people experience the world.
You know, the theme of this event is vision rehabilitation, which is quite an issue across the UK. What have you learned about vision rehabilitation by coming here today?
Well, some of the others, some of the other people at this drop-in have provided me with some props, including some eyeglasses that have demonstrated the different ways that some people are partially sighted. That was quite interesting to actually experience, rather than just listening sort of secondhand.
Now, when it comes to, you know, your takeaways from this event, how are you going to implement what you've taken away from today into your own work in your constituency?
Well, one thing that one partially sighted lady told me was that she's very fortunate to live in London because she has been able to learn her routes to use all of the public transport available. My constituents don't have the benefit of the London Underground, so it's, you know, potentially even more difficult for people who are partially sighted in Gloucestershire to get around as that lady does. So that's one thing I'll be taking away.
When it comes to, you know, to finish off with, is there anything particularly fascinating or interesting you've learned about either sight loss or vision rehabilitation that you maybe didn't know before you came here?
Well, I've learned that there's a postcode lottery, if you'll excuse the cliche, of treatment times for people who are partially sighted, and that actually the previous Conservative administration at Gloucestershire County Council hadn't responded to a Freedom of Information request, so there's actually no data on Gloucestershire, and I'll do some digging and find out what that data is.
Lee Dillon, Member of Parliament for Newbury, Liberal Democrat.
Can you tell us why you came to this event today?
Well, to be honest with you, it's the amount of correspondence I had from constituents asking me to come along today to learn more about what the RNIB do and how they can support people to live more independently.
And, you know, the theme of this event is vision rehabilitation. What have you learned about vision rehabilitation and sight loss out of this event today so far?
So I think what I've the main takeaway for me is that councils across the country have a statutory duty under adult social care to help people, and so I think we need to make sure that local councillors and senior officers know that they have that statutory responsibility, and also that preventative work, spending £1 now, for example, I was told earlier on the Help to Work stand, that will actually generate £9 for every pound spent back in revenue. So not only does it improve people's quality of life, it's actually economically beneficial for the country to get that support in as early as possible.
Based on what you've taken away from this event, how are you going to implement what you have learned in the work you do with your constituency?
So I'm going to write to the portfolio holder for adult social care at my local council, West Berkshire, making sure that they're aware of all of the great tools that are out there. And I've also committed to writing a parliamentary written question to Wes Street and the Health Secretary to try to get more funding allocated to this important cause.
And finally, to finish off, you know, have you learned anything particularly interesting or fascinating today about either sight loss or vision rehabilitation itself that you didn't know before?
I think in terms of having a go with the canes and seeing the different range of canes that are available for different needs was a bit surprising, but also the level of training that's on offer across all visual aids is something that means people can be confident in using a visual aid because the training that comes along with it is excellent.
Fantastic. Lee, many thanks for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Lovely, thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.